What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the American Horror Story Recap Show here on Variety Radio Online. As always, my name is Brancy, and I am joined again by Rachel. Rachel, how are you doing tonight?
I am good. I am excited, because I was right.
You were right!
I was
we
right!
We will talk about that. We are going to get into that. But we also need to introduce, for the first time this season,
dun, dun, dun.
Jess, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm back from Hippie Land. Thanks for covering for me, guys.
Of course.
Plus, of course. But, well, since we haven't asked you yet, what are your thoughts on Roanoke?
I listened to the broadcast that you guys were doing on the first four chapters of season six, and I have to agree with most of what you guys have said. One, I absolutely hate the fact that there's no intro.
Yeah.
That there's no opening credit.
Still not over
that. It drives me crazy. So I'm totally on board with you guys on that one. The second is, I'm not altogether sure that I like the format. And I'm sure you guys have discussed that before. I understand that they wanted to switch it up. Like, they wanted to change the format a little bit. But, and I enjoy watching shows like that. Like, I watch Celebrity Ghost Stories and you know, my celebrity, you know, haunting, or, you know, those kind of weird shows, Ghost Adventures.
Right.
They're fun to watch, but I was expecting something different from American Horror Story, and it was so
right.
much, it was so much like that, that I felt like I was just watching another one of those shows, and it kind of took me out of the whole American Horror Story experience that I know and love.
Yeah. I agree 100%.
It's not what you go to American Horror Story for.
Yes.
Right.
Because it's always been so different, so I don't want it to be, like, a haunting in Connecticut or whatever, you know, like the typical...
Right.
Yeah. Now, don't get us started on Ghost Adventures.
I love Ghost Adventures.
Cheyenne Jackson is Zach Bagans. That's...
No, we literally were talking about Ghost Adventures, and was it during the episode, Rachel?
It was
that
right
we were texting
after.
Each other? Yeah, they showed the
right after. Yeah.
The promo with Cheyenne Jackson, and we were like, this looks like Ghost Adventures. So I sent Rachel a text of, like, Zach Bagans' entire opening monologue. And she was like, stop!
I was
dying. Accept it!
I love Ghost Adventures. I would love to talk to those guys. I think they're idiots sometimes, most of the time, but I enjoy watching it, especially last night's episode, which was freaking fantastic. But, you know, when I'm going to watch American Horror Story, I'm going to watch, like, the format that they had before. I like being totally confused and not knowing what the fuck is going on until, like, the third or fourth episode. I don't want to hear people's thoughts and the voiceovers and things like that, because it kind of takes me out of it. And
yes.
I agree with you guys. I think that Lily Rabe is absolutely wasted sitting in a chair doing an interview, although she's done some amazing work doing that. Like, you can see the acting come pull through sitting in a chair. That's very challenging for an actress. But I think that I can't really say that I'm enjoying the format, but they're doing it very well.
Right.
Like, for what they're doing, they've nailed it. That's exactly how it is when you watch those type of shows. And I get that they're doing the reenactments. I just wish that they were, I wish it was more done in flashbacks as opposed to a reenactment.
Yeah.
Right.
Because all these people are actors, right? So it almost feels like we're getting into, like, real life now this week.
Yeah.
I mean, all we have is that Cheyenne thing to go off of. So I really don't know if that's going to be a past thing or, like, a part of it, or if he's the one doing the interview or what. But does that mean we're not going to get any more of the actors if we move off of that? Or is this whole thing still going to be that? I don't know.
So I have a theory. I didn't see a lot of the coming attraction, but I saw some of it. And what it looked like to me, I was talking to Brancy off air about this, was it looks like they're going to do a series of my Roanoke nightmare within this series. So, like, it seems like the first five episodes was an inclusive story, and the next section is going to be them filming another story. But I can't quite figure out if that's what's happening.
Oh, like other survivors, you mean?
Right, like a different, like a different episode of My Roanoke Adventure, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I could be here for that, as long as Wes Bentley's still on my screen.
Most definitely.
You know, I can't get behind Wes Bentley. I'm going to have to say, Rachel, I can't.
Get out!
I can't. I'm an Evan Peters girl. Wait, wait, wait. You have to hear me out, okay? You can throw me out after that, but I'm an Evan Peters girl. So I'm definitely all about Evan Peters, although I really got tripped out by him.
Are you?
After this week?
Not after this week. Well, no, still. I mean, hey, those scenes were still hot. I just didn't like the wig. Yeah, the powdered wig is not a look for him that I would ever go with. Ever. Again. Like, I can never see that again. But I'm still an Evan Peters fan since Murder House, so.
I love Evan, too. I love him, too. But I have a thing for dark hair and blue eyes, so. Basically, half the cast.
I dated dark hair and blue eyes. It's not all it's cracked up to be. So maybe that's a thing.
You're biased then. You can't.
I might be biased. It's possible. But you know what gets me with Wes Bentley is when he was in Freak Show and he was that dude in Freak Show and he kind of and it kind of like his makeup was so weird and like that whole character is so weird that that's.
Point. What are you talking about?
But that's what I like. That's what I see every time I see him. So I can't get that character out of my head. But I understand your proclivity towards Wes Bentley. I just
she will never let go. Proclivity.
No, that's okay.
Yeah.
She never let go.
We had so many theories going, Brancy, about Evan Peters and what he was gonna be.
Oh my god. We had some good theories.
I don't think anyone could have called this.
Me either.
I lost my shit when I realized that it was Mott, as in Dandy Mott. Mm-hmm. And it didn't click for me until he stomped his feet. And I was like, that looks like Dandy. I'm like, oh my god, his last name is Mott. I'm an idiot.
Oh my god, I didn't even realize that. Okay.
Oh, so see, I'm not alone.
New discoveries.
No. Yeah, no, I didn't.
Yeah,
because
then
the
historian was like, and the line ended tragically when the whatever died in South Florida in whatever year Freak Show was. And I was like,
oh. I didn't even catch that. Too weird.
Yeah. So he's Dandy Mott's relative, which is why he has, like, social anxiety, apparently, because they inbreed in that family.
Very true.
Mm. Moral of the story this week, guys, don't inbreed.
Or you'll have Dandy Mott.
Or you'll have a Dandy Mott on your hands. Or Evan Peters in a powdered wig.
Oh, boy.
Which is not much better.
We had some great theories. We had, like, Witch Hunter. We had, like, cameras, something with the cameras.
Yeah,
we had a lot.
The interviewer, like, yeah.
We thought he was going to be the Zach Bagans.
Yep.
He still but might
alas,
be.
He could be. That would be a trip.
They could pull a what's his name? Flint what they did with Hotel.
Oh yeah.
Where he played Tristan and then what's his face?
Oh yeah.
Which
yeah,
I don't know that at all. It took me like a good 30 minutes to realize that was Flint.
Oh my god. Because
they gave him brown gave him brown contacts and it just completely threw me off.
Get your actor straight.
I can't. I'm a mess.
I know.
So I was talking to Brancy offline about this too. I was like, what is it with American Horror Story and putting animal heads on living people and killing them that way? Like, they have, he has a thing.
He really does.
He has a thing with, like, because he did it with Coven. They did it with Coven, too. That was the first time, like, I really had to shut the show off that I was like, I'm not down for this. This is a little too weird for me. and then they did it again in this season. I was like, are we revisiting Coven? What's going on? And the other thing I was saying is that they have a thing for like, amputating legs in the entire series of American Horror Story, there's a thing with amputating of limbs. So they did it. They did it with Asylum and Chloe Sevigny's character. They did it in Freak Show with Jessica Lange's character, and now they did it again with Dennis's character, Elias.
They did it with him in Freak and Show too.
They did it with him in Freak Show too.
He's been dismembered quite a few times.
Yeah.
I mean, his face was burnt in the first season. He gets shot with arrows, dismembered. He's having a rough time.
Poor Dennis.
Poor dude.
I saw him in something else and it creeped me out. He was supposed to be a good guy and he creeped me out because of his last portrayal in American Horror's Freak Show. And I was like, I can't not see that character anymore.
Freak Show sounds like it's really scarred you for life.
It does.
Freak Show didn't really scar me that much. I was...
Well, it scarred you actor-wise.
Yes.
It scarred me actor-wise, yes, because it was just so strange. And I agree with you, the last episode, I think the last thing you guys talked about Freak Show, where, I don't remember it was Brancier or Rachel who said that the clown, and they really didn't want to empathize with the clown. Like, it really upset me that I empathized with the clown.
Because I hate clowns.
Except in Rachel, clowns are great.
No, they're definitely not. No.
Okay, so now that you've got my take on the series so far, I don't dislike the series. I just don't necessarily like
the format.
And this particular series seemed to be very predictable.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm not really scared. I'm not freaked out. I'm not upset about anything. It's not super creepy. There's nothing for me to figure out, really. And I'm kind of still waiting for the other shoe to drop for me to be like, oh, my God, this is amazing. Well, like I have with every other season.
Yeah. Apparently that twist is coming this week, the sixth episode.
I'm ready.
Supposedly has a massive twist. So.
Okay.
I have my hopes really high right now, and they better not crush them. So we're going to have issues.
I'm excited, but I was also promised a mind-blowing Evan role.
He only said he wasn't a producer. There was no mind-blowing promises.
No, Kathy Bates tweeted, she was like, get ready, it's crazy. Kathy, what?
It's crazy as in like, oh my God, he's in a wig. Crazy.
Well, I'm just hoping there's more to it because I know everybody on the internet is not having it.
I do have I loved the effects they did with the flame and the flickering. I thought that was just from like it was just beautiful. Just like
it was very subtle.
Yeah.
But it was very
And this is the first episode I have ever been like severely creeped out by this show with the grudge thing. I don't know what that was. I don't know. It was like almost like a call. It was like a grudge slash ring.
The little thing.
Yeah.
Yes, that was creepy. Like that thing was never in the series up until this point in time. So when that happened, I was like, "What the hell is this?
Different." Are we not gonna talk about the weird little thing that just skipped by?
Wasn't that the family that was killed? One of the daughter, or no?
Oh, maybe.
That's what I took it as.
Well, that's what these are for then, because I was like, are we just not talking about that?
But it burned her arm where it grabbed her, and they did that in the ring, too. And, I don't know, there's just been a lot of callbacks to, like, old horror movies. Not old, but...
Yeah, we were talking about that off air too, like with the hobbling, and I was like, well, it would have been better if Kathy Bates did it, because it was like, hello, misery. When they hobbled Shelby, and it was funny because I half expected her to like hoist her leg up on the interview table and be like, "This is what happened."
Right? I was like, maybe she's in a wheelchair now, or like I was like waiting for like a big reveal. No, she just has a cast.
Yeah, and that was the whole thing. And she was talking about in this episode how she. She wanted to do all these things, like, I wanted to be a mother, I wanted to live my life with Matt. And I was like, really? You just broke your fucking ankle. Like, you lost, maybe you lost a foot? That doesn't affect your vagina. Get
they
it together,
were on
girl.
Their way back to the butcher, just, you know, she was, this was it. They were dying, and she wasn't able to open her yoga studio. It was the end of the world.
Oh, I know, God. But it's funny, because she's talking about it in the interview, as if, like, her life ended that, at that yeah. point in time, and, like, now I can't, like, this just, did it affect your vagina? Like, is there a problem with that? Like, I don't know.
I was not expecting Frances to show up at all. I screamed. I lost it.
Frances Conroy, yeah. She always plays the best. She always plays the best character.
She does.
Yes.
And I want more.
What's funny is I didn't recognize it until you said that, Rachel. I was like, oh, shit, that is her.
Yeah. I loved her from 6 Feet Under. So everything yeah. that she's in, I just love her. yeah, so they had cannibalism in this episode, sort of. They referenced it with them actually eating Elias's feet. Like, that's what the sweetmeat was that she was giving to them.
Yeah.
It
was a mix between, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre and The Hills Have Eyes. And then when they yeah. said he was tainted meat, all I could think of was Walking Dead.
Tainted meat!
Tainted meat!
Oh, God. So true. So what did you guys like about the episode?
I was right about Ambrose feeling guilty.
You were right.
And saving the day. With
you
that
were very
beautiful
right, Rachel.
Beard.
Oh, dear.
Why now? That's the question, though. It's like, why all of a sudden now does he grow some balls?
Because he's a mama's boy.
I guess. I mean, he took her out.
I know, but he's been a mama's boy for a couple hundred years. It's hard to break that.
It's a long time. But, well, he tried the first time, and he got a cleaver in the head for it.
Yeah.
So, I guess that might shy you away from doing
from
it a second time.
Trying it again, yeah.
Yeah, but he took her out.
That pissed me off so much when she was talking to, I don't even know what Francis's character's name is, old mama. She's like, mm-hmm. You lost a son. It's really painful when you, I'm like, bitch, you killed your son. What are you talking about? Like, no.
You don't get to say that.
And it, like, panned to his face, and he was just kind of like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah, right? He's like, for real, mom?
Yeah.
So, oh, too funny.
That was one of my favorite scenes.
So they took her out, but they never really finished the storyline with Lady Gaga being the, you know, the old spirit, or,
is
you know,
she
the,
even,
the traditional.
Is she a ghost? Because she never
No, I don't think so.
Died. So
I'm going
like,
with bitch.
Well, I mean, I don't know that she's. I don't know that she's human anymore. But, and I do think she died. I don't think she's a ghost, though. I think she's transformed into basically the goddess of the forest,
okay.
Which I could be totally wrong. But
I mean,
she's
I thought
she had
a chicken butt on her head. So you're better off than I am right now.
Yeah, I thought she became one of the old ones. Is kind of how I was seeing that.
That makes sense. Yeah, they haven't really finished any of the storylines, really. Because, I mean, I don't think they're dead, because they're already ghosts, so I don't really think fire is going to hurt them. I think it was more of like a buying time for them to get away type thing. Because she popped back up. Ambrose didn't pop back up, which had me a little concerned, but the promo pics show him in this next episode.
I know you were already on the hunt. She
so
sent
maybe...
me a screen cap of Wes Bentley, and it was like photo 151 of 160. I'm like, I know this
oh,
bitch really did scroll
no,
through
no,
all
no.
of them. Too.
I no, I did not scroll through all of them. It was like one of the top five on his IMDb because I was going to see how many episodes he was in.
I was totally believing you did it too.
I mean, I've too done funny. It before. Sometimes I was bored.
Sometimes.
Sometimes,
maybe.
On occasion. I was rewatching the episode and I was like, I wonder if he's in anymore. And then I looked and yeah. Shut up, Brancy. God.
So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not correct in the theory that this has been an inclusive little vignette and they're going to start a different story.
Well, if they start a different story and they still do dramatic reenactments, then they could just use the same actors for their dramatic reenactments, right?
True, but the more I think about it, the more I think about all the storylines that haven't been resolved, being one being with Lady Gaga and what's going to happen with her and Matt, that something's going to happen between that. There has to be something that comes out of that whole...
A baby.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. I stopped trying to predict this show a long time ago.
Yep. Yes, yes, yes.
I just spitball and occasionally I'm right.
Right.
Hey, you were right last week, so.
I tried.
So what else did we, what else did you guys like about the episode? Wow, don't everybody talk at once.
I remember us talking about how when they, like, show back up at the house, how, like, all the colonists are just, like, waiting for them.
Oh, yeah, they were totally just chilling there, like, all right, guys, we got people in the woods.
They looked like they were tired, and they were like, God damn it, Shelby's probably doing something stupid again.
Guys, wait, don't worry, Shelby will mess it up. It's fine.
Take a few minutes break.
I still want. I want to know more about Priscilla, because she's like just a little. She like does not follow their crap at all. Like she doesn't play along. She tries to save people.
Yep. Always got to save it with a little girl ghost.
Yep.
Although I have to say, I'm not totally on Team Priscilla because she's the one that told Flora that they were going to kill her whole family and save her for last.
That's not important.
Kids say like, weird things sometimes, you know? You just got to brush it off.
Weird things?
Oh, God. Listen, I'm still bitter about Cricket, so I don't know.
Don't talk to me about Cricket, okay?
Also, I don't understand why they didn't just use the same character from Coven, because that he was basically the same character in Coven.
Exactly. They could have.
I mean, wait, does he die in Coven? I think... No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
he doesn't.
No, he doesn't. They get his eyes back.
Oh, yeah. They took his eyes.
Oh, he was that one. I
thought they chopped him up.
I don't remember. It's been so long.
Yeah,
Coven was one of the least of my favorites from American Horror Story. So maybe I just blocked it out.
I loved Coven.
I hated it. I didn't like it at all.
Well.
I still have to say Murder House is still my favorite. The first one is still my favorite.
I do love Murder House.
I'm sure Jess can guess what my favorite is, but you already listened to all the things, so.
We know, dear, we know.
I did like Hotel. Hotel was good. But I did not
Hotel
like...
Hotel just took me a couple episodes was my thing.
Oh, no, I was in it from the beginning.
They didn't have me at first.
They
was
had
like,
me
what
at the blood
fuck?
Orgy, you know? It's just...
They had me at hello.
They had me at no Wi-Fi. That was the real scary moment.
That's the real American Horror Story.
Oh, dear.
So, yeah, I have to agree with you guys over the past couple episodes that the show has been very predictable and, like, very tropey. Like, mm-hmm. Every horror story trope that you could think of is happening in this one. And I don't know. It's kind of... First, I thought they were going to do a whole Children of the Corn thing, and then I was like, no, that's been done already.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, okay, so this is like an American Haunting. It'll be interesting. Oh, maybe they're doing something like Murder House again. And then they started talking about... They pulled off these colonists, and it was just... I don't know. It hasn't really sucked me in yet. I have a feeling it will, because I do like American... I like. There's something that I liked in every season, even though I didn't like Coven. There were things in Coven that I did like. And at this point, it's just a game for me to try and figure out how it all ties in with each other.
Because I'm just up on that.
Oh dear.
I did see something. I texted Brancy on it because I got my friend hooked on American Horror Story, and I started her off with Hotel, of course. And in the scene where Ramona and Iris go into to go kill the kids, the little vampire kids, Iris is holding a meat cleaver, like a straight up meat cleaver, like the butcher. So
foreshadowing.
I just thought that was funny that because I didn't notice it before. And then when I went back, I was like, oh my god, she has a meat cleaver.
Yes.
But that's typical Kathy Bates imagery. She did that in Misery also.
True.
Gotta have a
It's a in her weapon. Contract. She has to have a meat
cleaver. It's gotta be. She's never gonna outlive that movie. But yeah, I don't know. It hasn't really gotten me so far. The inbred family, I was wrong about that. I had said to Brancy that I thought that they were the ones that had done all the strings and stuff like that when they were in the basement, when Shelby and Lee were in the basement.
Yeah, we thought
that
too.
And they found Elias's video. So I was wrong about that. But I was right about the fact that they were pissed that they didn't get the house because they wanted it. They wanted it themselves, but they weren't being racist. They just didn't want anybody in that house.
Right.
Yeah. I saw something. I saw someone on Twitter, I think, since they were talking about moving back to LA, someone was like, plot twist, they move into the murder house.
I would love that.
Like, that
I would enjoy that.
Yeah. That'd be great. And so sad for Shelby and Matt.
That would be very unfortunate for them.
They may have survived Roanoke, but they sure as hell would not survive the murder house.
No.
Or they stay at the Hotel Cortez, like, all these, like, plot twists.
Oh, what if we do both?
Yeah, right? To start out there.
They get sick of the house, so they check into the hotel. Yeah. And they're like, God damn it.
Somebody goes insane. They get sent to the asylum.
Oh, dear God.
Right.
Then they move to New Orleans to start a new life. Never ending.
And all of it is Shelby's idea.
Probably.
Wow, you really don't like Shelby.
I don't like Shelby.
No, we don't approve of Shelby's decisions.
The fact that she's alive is very aggravating because she should not be alive.
She breaks all the horror movie rules.
Yep.
Yeah, I had to agree with you with that whole hot tub scene that I was like, no.
And she was always cooking. She was always drinking wine. Like, that's just a big no-no.
But, the hillbillies, they just fell right into that trope of there are times where American Horror Story really, like, irks me when they play into those stereotypes that, you know, they were the typical inbred hillbillies, rednecks, and I was like, come on, give them some depth. You know what would be interesting is if they were, like, outside the norm.
Like, smart, like, high-class people.
Super intelligent.
Right. But then I guess they wouldn't be hillbillies, but
they could still work out there.
They could be by choice.
They're like, sounds like they're hardcore drug dealers, so I don't know why they're not like rolling in dough right now.
Yeah, why are they living like that?
Why are they eating half dead people legs? Like,
seriously, hire a fucking maid. Pay them in cannabis. You know, I know there's people there that will do it.
Do they just smoke it all for themselves? And that's why they have no money.
Well, they need to lives together. Because
they wouldn't have been that motivated if they were smoking that much ganja.
True.
So yeah, so they just drop them off. And they never really finished the whole Mason murder thing. Like, we know
they
that.
They so did it. Oh, God.
Who's Mason?
They just didn't address...
What?
Who's Mason?
The husband, Rachel?
The husband.
Oh, that one.
Girl,
I forgot about that. That was, like, 3 episodes ago, okay? He's not relevant anymore.
He did.
Why so... isn't he back as a ghost?
He's well done.
Funny. Oh.
Yeah, why didn't he come back? I expected him to come back and save Flora.
Yeah.
And he didn't. What do we hope is going to happen? Do you hope it's over or and they start a new one? Or do you hope that they kind of, something happens and they get sucked back into it?
I want to not feel like people are safe. Because seeing, you know, Lily Rabe and everybody talking about what happened, that takes me out of the element of thinking that nobody's safe. You know what I mean? Because, like, they're right there. Obviously, they lived.
Right. Yeah, that's part of what I was saying with the whole, I wish they did it in flashbacks as opposed to, not even in flashbacks, I really wish that they just started it off. No, I just don't like the format. I don't like the format because for that exact reason that I knew when I was going through this that everybody who was in these interviews survived.
I mean, I think maybe it was just a way... See, it's not even, like, much of a way to include everyone, because they totally could have still included the entire cast if they really wanted to.
Yeah. I'm just, like, holding out hope that this big twist is going to, like, blow our minds. Because you know I feel like they're taking a risk. That they're like, oh, if people love the show so much, they'll be along for this twist. So, I'm hoping.
I'll finish it out, but I don't have to like it.
I have a theory on this one. I think that the My Roanoke Adventure portion of this is over, but the whole film crew, when he's like, don't stop filming, even if I tell you to, I have a feeling they're going to ask them to go back to the house and film their reactions, and that's when it's going to take a different turn.
I would be here for that.
Well, both of us would be here for it, clearly.
So, I mean, that's where it would become more interesting when they go back again. Although, how stupid you have to be to go back to that house. But you know, it happens.
And, how does that mean no more Sarah Paulson? Or, like, see, that's the only thing I don't get. How they
it's possible.
Go about that.
Or maybe they go back with the entire, like, the reenactment cast as well.
Oh, and then it's like Harper's Island. Just kill it.
Maybe.
No.
Yeah.
I don't know. But if they go back when it's not the blood moon or whatever, are they okay?
Well, they still can be haunted.
But they can't be killed,
but I have
right?
True, but I think that they're going to do something stupid like go back during the blood moon.
During Halloween, because that's what we do. We haven't had a Halloween special yet.
That's true.
That's true. We haven't.
Then again, it's not Halloween yet, so...
Maybe that's why it came on so early this year, because they're waiting for the big twist to happen, and then they'll have their Halloween special.
Ooh.
Theories.
I like it.
All right, well, I think we've pretty much talked about all we can talk about on this episode, even though we really didn't talk about anything that happened on the episode.
We talked about it. What do you mean?
A little bit. But I mean, not much happened.
Yeah, there's so much to really go back and discuss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they got out, and we knew they were gonna get out because they were in the interviews.
Mm-hmm.
The worst thing that happened was Shelby almost got her foot cut off, which is pretty bad. But I'm surprised that the kid didn't get it. I thought she
was
actually going to get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm.
Like, are they actually going to kill a kid? Again?
Are we going to go there?
She's the only one that hasn't been interviewed. Throughout this whole series, I really hate it. Because everybody kept talking about her in, like, the past tense. And Lee was getting so upset in the interviews and all that other stuff. And there was another theory you were talking about with the previous daughter and how we haven't even explored that yet. And mm-hmm. whose kid was that, you know, and how that plays into everything.
Yeah. They have a lot of, open, they left a lot to be, can't think of words right now.
Like, they left a lot of storylines open, but didn't
Thank you,
go Lindsay. In depth. I got you. I speak Rachel.
Thank you. Yes, she does. She translates. Because, see, I thought this season was going to be, the entire thing was going to be this, like, whole thing. But the fact that it's supposedly over, quote-unquote, or they got out, and they haven't been back since, and it's only episode 5, it's like, what are they doing?
Yeah, I mean, you know something else is going to happen, because it's only episode 5, and they do have 13 episodes, so
yeah,
something's going to happen. And it usually starts to pick up in the second half of the season.
Yep.
We'll see. This may wind up being my favorite one. Who knows?
I mean, he might blow my mind, so I'm not going to rule it out.
Mm.
You never know.
Okay. I think I'm good with how we're ending.
Okay. I did have, we used to do this, what do we used to do this on, was it Game of Thrones? Well, we had Tweet of the Week.
Yes.
I'm going to bring back Tweet of the Week, because this tweet had me dying.
It was amazing.
Do it.
Which tweet are you talking about, Rachel?
Oh, I was just scrolling through them in general.
Yeah, they're great, but I usually pick, like, a couple of tweets that just made me just die. So we're gonna bring back Tweets of the Week. This one is from @PLLDiva on Twitter. Me, I wonder which lucky lady is going to be Evan's love interest this season. Oh, plot twist. That's my favorite so far. And then there is the from Twitter user Asimo Alex, I don't know. Evan Peters showing up to the American Horror Story party, like, and then it's that photo of SpongeBob with the powder wig.
Oh, I saw that.
Those are my picks for Tweets of the Week. And nice. most quoted line of the episode has to be Rouge My Nipples.
Yes.
Let's rouge each other's nipples.
I texted that to you.
Because, did I even look that up? Like, what does that even mean?
I don't know.
Honestly,
do I want to Google that?
I don't know.
You do. I think you do.
Let me see. That. I'm gonna live Google that right now. I'm probably gonna regret this, but let's see what I got here. Come on, give me the damn Google app.
Rouging nipples.
Wait, hold on. Let me do it. Hold on. Google search.
And then she's like, he wasn't even there for 2 days before things started getting extremely weird. I'm like, oh, is that when it got weird after that?
Like... yeah, right?
God.
Okay. The naughty side of 18th century French fashion.
Oh, dear.
Many fashionable women in the late 18th century even went so far as to expose one or both nipples on occasion.
Did they literally, like, put blush on them?
It is basically to make your nipples red. Yeah, I think so. Hold on.
I was thinking that because he had a lot of face makeup on, so I was like, okay, maybe they're just, you know, painting each other's nipples.
Body paint. The original body paint.
The original.
Yeah, it was body paint.
But why?
Most of us modern ladies think of historical clothing prior to 1920. Blah, blah, blah. Fashion plate showing how fast become. There is no question that the ladies need exposed. Yes, it is. Fashion not only in France and other nipple.
You're cutting others out.
Only to allow the areola to be visible. Start those out, more wait, modest would allow wait. The bodice.
Read that again. Oh no! You were cutting out.
We didn't hear
it. It's basically actually reddening your nipples and exposing them. So it's very strange.
I wonder who came up with that. Like, hey guys,
I don't know.
Let's just put some blush on our nipples and just go out.
Must have every body part ready. You never know.
So, I mean, not as upsetting as I thought it was going to be.
That's literally what I took it as, but I was like, it's probably not that straightforward, but apparently it is.
Right. I was concerned.
Yeah. But that's kind of a weird thing to just suggest to do with somebody. It's like, let's just rouge our nipples. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Why?
And they were in a tub. They were in a tub, so it'd get washed off anyway. So you're just wasting makeup. Right. You're wasting your blush.
Yeah. Such a waster.
Ugh. That's all right. There was probably lead in the makeup anyway. They're probably all insane.
Well, he did leave those skeleton, or the servants down there. Everyone forgot about the poor other servants.
Yeah, he just flat left those people down there.
Y'all's on your own. I do have to say.
Well, I mean, he got killed. He got killed.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Then, so they were saying the servant is the one who gave the account, but the servant never said that there were people in the basement.
Yeah, he didn't care. Like, I don't know how you forget that, because you were all upset about it. And then when they, I cracked up when the cop, when she's like, call for backup, and he just floors it backwards. I was like, this is the only smart man on this show right now.
But yes, I think we pretty much covered it all. Rachel, is there anything else you had to throw in there?
No. I think that about sums it up.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. If you want to find more from us, you can go to thevro.com, where you can find podcasts like these, or written blog reviews, interviews, convention stuff, all kinds of goodness. You can also find us on social media. We are Variety Radio Online on Facebook, Instagram, and Tumblr, and at the VRO on Twitter. Thank you guys for listening, and we will be back to talk about this supposedly mind-blowing plot twist.
I expect, like, super explosions to happen in my brain.
I'm actually expecting to not be able to type a text to Rachel.
I'm going to have to call Brancy. Like, I've only had to do that once with a TV show, so.
This is true.
That's how high my hopes are.
I'm excited. They say it's going to be great. Don't disappoint me.
Don't be another powdered wig.
No. I'm looking forward to it. Let's hope that it pans out, because I am excited to see how it's going to twist out.
Me too. I'm excited for this. It will be airing this week, and I don't know when we'll talk about it, but we will.
One day.
All right.
I just don't know when, but thanks to everyone for listening. This has been an American Horror Story Roanoke review, and we will see you guys next week. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.